Okay, Simon Shin Mem Sif Beis. Also, lachtik yabels mi gufay bein miyad bein kli bein loy bein lach. So I want to review some. You studied this in Melechas Goizis that we spoke about last week, and hopefully be my sif to it, and finish up the Indian of Goizis. Like we mentioned a few times, it's always important to really get the gedder and the gedder and the tzura to every malacha, which will make it easier to understand what included in the malacha, what the surim d'rabbanim are, etc. Okay. The Mechas Chinuch says, Mechas Chinuch writes that the Torah is machayev lachas goizeis when you're cutting off moisri aguf, something that's extra to the guf. Bothers me to say that it's extra, but something that's extra to the guf. Things which are not, let's call it, things that are not mamish, that are not really part of the guf of the animal or the person. That's what we're referring to. Something which is a chedek of the guf of the person, a chedek of the guf of the Baal Chai, and that there's no goizes. Question is, what's the gedder to this moisri aguf? L'chayra, I would say, anything which is the derech to remove it from the guf, you remove it from time to time, from the guf of the person or the animal, I would say that that's what's considered extra to the guf. And on that, there's a din gziza, like the examples we have, wool from animal, which fits right into this, because wool on animal is grown amenas to remove it and to use it for other things. But also feathers, hair, nails, little piece of skin that are hanging, a wart. These are things which are moisture, the extra, because the derech is to remove them. What about according to those people that hold that it's us to shave? If there are those people, oh, that's us at the shape. So then we're going to say that there's no gziza on pulling out hair from the beard. Or how about this? What about if someone pulls out hair from their eyebrows or the eyelashes, not the derech to cut the hair? So over there there's no chiv of gezes. So you have to say that. The gedder to moisture a guf is not just is it the derech to remove it or not. It's not that alone. But anything which is secondary to the guf, anything which is secondary guf, is not from the guf itself, is considered extra to the guf. Things which are secondary to the guf. I'll give you a mashal. The Gemara is talking about chatzitza over there. The Gemara says, is there chatzitzas with the hair? If let's say the hair, there's something stuck to the hair, or there's dirt in the hair that's blocking it from coming in contact with water. Is there chatzitzas by hair? So Gemara brings on the pasuk, esko b'saroi, l'rabbis es hatoful l'basa, to teach us that there's chatzitzas by hair, to the point that some Rishonim learn, the different homachalis Rashi and Taisus over there, some Rishonim learn, that could be chatzitza on the hair is the raisa, and each area of hair is a guf of ne'atzmai. But the gather is as a tuffle the gufai. Here is something which is tuffle to the guf. It's secondary to the guf. It's not the guf itself. So it's not davka tali if it's the derech to remove it or not. Now normally something which is secondary to the guf, the derech is to remove it. But it's something which is secondary to the guf.
Does that include the nail that's not above the finger? I mean, the feather we don't cut? Would that be the same as like eyelashes?
Yeah, but now we're going to say eyelashes are included.
Right.
Because it's
right.
Tough for the guf.
So that's
a good example also. Right here. So it comes to anything which is tough for the guf, therefore here, the hair of the beard, the hair of the eyebrows, the eyelash, at the end of the day, it's not the guf itself. It's not the guf itself. So therefore, on that, there will be geizes. Now, is there geizes if I pull a tooth out? On Shabbos, I have a shaky tooth. Not shaky enough that it's it's hanging by, but they were, I pulled the truth out. So the Avnei Nezer and Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, he has a suffix, he's mistapik if there's goizis on that or not. But what's his suffix? Many acher matzmiah. It's not the derech to remove teeth. Even if you get done with children's teeth, good. But it falls out once. But it's not the derech to remove the teeth. It's not the derech adult's teeth. It's not derech to remove the teeth. So what's his suffix? Teretz is, it's not totally in derech or not derech. It's totally in what's not shaykh to the body itself. Something that's attached to the body. Something which is secondary to the body. So if you look closely at the Avnei Nezer, you'll see that what's this side over there that maybe it is included to goizis? Because since a person's born without teeth, a person also dies without teeth because he loses the teeth and he gets older. So there's a svar to say maybe it's like here. Maybe it's like here. Or maybe no. It's when you have the teeth, it's not a part of the body. But the nidin is, but the nidin is not, is it the derech to remove it or not? It's not the derech to remove it. So the suffix, so it's a deeper suffix. The suffix is, the getter to goizis is more than just if it's the derech to remove it. Is it secondary to the guf or not? Maybe you could say it is secondary to the guf because it's not born with the guf. And if you take a look at Avnei Nezer in Yerudeya Simresh Samach Gimel, over there, he has a tzad to say that the Gemara says that shetafel gufay, that is chatzitza by the hair. He wants to say, I'm not going to get into it, but he wants to say the same thing with teeth. Teeth are also as a tafel gufay. So you see that was his way of thinking. The teeth could be considered tafel gufay, but that's the gather over here. Therefore, if this is the gather, so come out that if I have on my scalp dry skin, and I'm rubbing my hair, to rub your hair with strength, and cause the dandruff, right? To cause the dandruff to come out, meaning if it's not dandruff just hanging around in here, but it's the layer of skin over there that's dried, a thin layer that's dried. So it's dried enough that it's not any more chedek of the guf. It's going to fall off, it's going to come off, but it's still attached to the guf. So a person has to be careful. A person would have to be careful of chayra if he rubs his head in a way that he's doing it that will cause it to come out. And if you look at Shmir Shabbos in Berak Yedalit, Halacha Mem Gimel, he says here, Mutter lahir biyaris a kaskas. It's mutter to take out with your hands the dandruff. Mi ben a sirus ratio from between the ears. Achizor lahir kaskasim kaela shadai mechubarim le gofadam. But those that are still mechubit le gofadam, the other person has to be careful about. Right, he says, a feel of rock with mixes, even if it's still just attached a little. But you have to be careful about it. Maybe we'll discuss that a little more soon. But I'll go upon him. Another example where one has to be careful about this. So on Friday, goes to the beach and he gets sunburned. Sunburned. So the skin is starting to peel on Shabbos. And it's like the case of Tzitzin Shabar, where it's still attached to the guf, but it's extra to the guf. It's a tuffle to the guf because it's going to dry up and fall off already. Or someone has dry skin on the back of their foot, by the heel. Right, so you have to be careful. If you rub it hard, sometimes it could be a psik ratio that you'll be scrubbing it off. It could be if you, something talks about if you rub it where it's not gonna completely fall off, it's still gonna be attached. You're just detaching it partially. Is that a problem or not? But if you're gonna rub it hard enough, the imam is causing that skin to crumble and come off. The charetz a shayla of goizes, or sometimes a person has a wound. So a piece of skin starts to grow over it, and a piece of skin starts to grow over it, and it's and people like to peel it and play with it.
Is a scalp considered?
We'll get to a scalp. Scab. In Shulchan Aruch and Shin Chav Ches, Siv Chav Ches, over here it says, Chav Ches. It says, Hamapis Shchin B'Shav, someone has a pus pimple, and he pops the pimple, Kedei L'Harchav Pi HaMaka, Kedei Sharoi F'Mavsin, they make a hole so that the pus can come out. But over here it's talking about if someone pops the pimple and in order to take out the lecha shaba, it's mutter. It's talking about where a person has tsar from it. But one of the questions that the Paisim ask is, When you make that hole, you're ripping the skin, you're pulling off some skin. Why is that not goizes? And the teretz is because it's not extra to go for, it's mamish a piece of skin over there. But if you have a scab, so that's in Sifchav Beis over here. Sifchav Beis says, Mavirin Gilde Hamaka, you let it remove the scabs on the maka, as long as it doesn't cause it to bleed. You can move the scabs of a maka as long as it don't cause it to bleed. It's extra to the goof, it's secondary to the goof, the scab, and it's attached to the goof, so why is it not goises? Teretz is because when we're talking about Gilde Hamaka over there, we're not talking about that it's a piece of skin. It's not skin. It's the either the blood or there's a certain liquid that Kosh Baruch Hu made that comes out and dries up there that creates a scab to protect the maka. So it's if you look at the Rav, Pirush of the Rav in Masechet Mikvos in Perek Tes, over there it says Gilad Hamaka. The Rav explains it like that. It's not a piece of R, something else. So it's not attached to the guf. So therefore, it's not shaykh to guf. Another kinach we're adding here. Not only is it extra to the guf, but it has to be also attached to the guf and shaykh to the guf. Like here is attached and shaykh to the guf. So it's not shaykh to the guf. So if I have like a sweat dried on, and you wash off that sweat that's dried onto you, or you scrape it off, it's not going to be goyseis. Because it's not shaykh to the guf, it's not part of the guf. It's extra to the guf. What's interesting is the Shita Mekubetzes that we mentioned last week. They talked about by Mila, doing a bris Mila. So he wants to say that it should be a Shiloh of Goyzeis on Shabbos. And we asked, like, why should it be Goyzeis? Teretz says that since I pid din, I need to remove it, it's like extra to the guf. It's a moisture guf. So maybe by a goy, where there's no din that a goy has to do a mila, if someone will cut off the mila on Shabbos, a male's practicing on a goy, maybe he'll be Ivan Goyzes. I mean, maybe he won't be Ivan Goyzes. Won't be Ivan Goyzes. So he'll make a chabura, he'll be Ivan chabura, but not Goyzes. But now there's an interesting taz at the end of Sinus Shin Lamed Vav.
But it gives me the same thing that since we view it as something that's secondary or not part of the etzim toras haguf, so nevertheless it's chuyav also, even though they're not chuyav haguf, but the same way you're not.
I just threw it out as could be. It says over here at the end of the Simen Shilam Vav, says the Taz, Tzarech Adam Lizoheh B'malbo Shinasi Mi'ar B'Hema. So it has a fur coat. Shlagid leish sar miyemen, he shouldn't pull that hair from it. Sheish b'chiv chatas, doch yis b'sham perkal gadol. V'oid yeish li zoher, shlagid leish min ar shaloi b'yadoi, oi b'mkoyim zacherim, shouldn't pull out from his own ar, on his hand, shlagid leish min ar shaloi b'yadoi, oi b'mkoyim zacherim, Tahavakim Khubala Karka. The Khemashmer Sanhedrin, the Adam heavy kick karka. He wants to say over here a very interesting chiddush, that since Adam's hookish the kaka, and if I pull a plant out of the ground, I'm ivan kaitzer, right? So maybe if I pull skin off a person, I'm ivan kaitzer. Which the tilul of David in Simshin Chav Ches is neches is metam on this taz. He's metzmi on it. And we'll see soon the Bir Halach by us also. But if you take a look at the Chai Adam, it's very interesting. The Chai Adam, in Klal Chav Beis, when he brings down this Taz, he brings him down, but he gave a live skin, regular skin, ripping off the skin, he brings down this Taz. There might be a Shail of Kaitza, but when later on, he talks about Tzitzin Shabar, which is dried skin or detached skin. It's dried skin. So you see, there's a need of it. Okay, so now I want to discuss the following point. The Rambam in Perek Tes, the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Tes. Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay, what? The Rambam says as follows. It says, "Anaito sare bekli, kami yitu v'yachayu shtei seiris." Okay. Tzipayrin shapir sharuba, tzitzin shar shapir sharuba. If you have a nail that was separated most of the way, or tzitzin of the R that was separated rive, and peir shuklap in malo mitzaris esoy, atalito esoy biyodai, avaloi bekli. You can take it off biyodai and not with a kli. V'im not lo bekli, potter. If you take it off with a kli, you're potter. V'ein mitzaris esoy afil biyad asar. So the Magen Mishnah over here,
what's
tzitzin? Tzitzin is a little piece of skin. Anyway, a little piece of skin. So the my commissioner points out over here that points out that if you take a look at Erevin and have Kuf Gimel and Aleph over there, it's mashma that and as of here, it talks about Tzipirin. No, let me just see. A second. Okay, I may have to say, Amen Halacha Ches. Now, Halacha Ches, it says here, starts with a night of Tziparim by Sa'are, or Sifame, or Ziknai, as it told us, guys, is Vachayv. Who should eat to Bakli? I forgot to mention before, when I was asking pulling out hair from the beard or something like that. So, first, the Mishnah talks about pulling out hair from the beard or from your mustache, there you chayv. So, it says, who should eat to Bakli? I'll be even over the other, fine. It's mutter to cut off a wart in the mikdash b'yad, but not with a kli. Why? Because of the ain't shvus b'mikdash. Ain't shvus b'mikdash, we don't have drabanas in the mikdash. V'chein achoytech yabelas migufay. Someone cuts off a yabelas from his guf, bein b'yad, bein b'kli, potter. Bein loy, bein l'achar. So the Magen Mishnah is bothered that if you take a look in the sugya in Erevin, over there it's mevur that if you use a kli, there's a Torah. And the Rambam's mashma, bein biyad, bein bikli is pater, patal v'loser, but it's only osim and rabbanon. And the Gemara is mashma that it's chay. So there's chay v'daraisa. Now, when the Beis Yosef brings this Magen Mishnah down, and in Shulchan Aruch also he brings it down, over here he says, Aslach l'chiyabels v'gul bein biyad bein bikli. Doesn't really tell us if we're talking about daraisa or rabbanon. Doesn't really tell us that. So the Mishabrura and Sifkat and Vav, Mishabrura says, the Mishabrura tells us, Avlein yechiyuva ein echayiv alam kein leila kishilecha ubikli. That's ubichal goizis. Ubikli. It's quoting a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham and the Magen Mishnah. That if you use a kli that's miyuchet for this, it's an issa deraisa. So the Mishabrura is telling us that to cut off the yabelis from the guf with a kli that's miyuchet for this is also min haTorah. Now, what's the din if I go ahead and I take, right, they have these medicines, they put on the wart and it burns it off. Put it on and it causes it to, it burns it up, whatever the terms are, and then eventually it falls off by itself. On Shabbos it doesn't fall off. On Shabbos I'm putting it on, the medicine, causes it to dry up and whatever it is, and then if the Shabbos it falls off, can I put that on Shabbos? Am I oiv on goizes or not? Perhaps it's not shaykh to goizes, because what's goiz? What's a maisik ziza? The maisik ziza is removing it, removing the hair, removing the abelis, removing it from your guf. Am I removing it? I'm not removing it. I'm not doing any maisik ziza. What I'm doing right now, when I put that medicine on, I'm not doing any goizes, I'm not removing it, I'm not cutting it off. It's still attached to my guf. Except what? If the Shabbos doesn't cause it to fall off. The malachas goizes is to be goizes, to cut, to shear, to cut it off. This is a siba, I'm doing that something that's going to cause it to be goizes afterwards.
So the time delay is the issue? Time delay makes it not
going. No, I'm talking about the mice I'm doing right now. Right now, the mice I'm doing right now. Am I doing a mice exiza or not? I'm not doing a mice exiza. Doing a mice that's going to cause it to fall off.
If you took acid and burnt it off, I mean.
That's what it is, but it's some acid, no?
Oh.
I don't know what it is, but I'm saying something similar to that. What's the difference between acid or this medicine?
Something happens right now. Like, if it happens right, if it burns off right now.
It falls off right now? Yeah, so that's my sixes. Why is that my sixes? Maybe it's Rabbanon. He's not using a cleave. Maybe I'm not doing that.
It's not
my sixes. It's not the malach at all. L'chara.
If
it's not a grum either.
If someone throws fire and it burns. Not
say the but it's not a grum over here. What am I doing? Did I do a my sixes?
Did a mice that caused the xiza?
Cause it to fall by itself in 10 hours from now. And in a day from now. That's a mysic ziza.
Well,
I'm not going to talk about it, because maybe then you could say, okay, since I did something that should fall off today, that's already a mysic ziza. But let's start with, it's not going to fall off until after Shabbos. Let's start with that. But not because it's a time for it. The mysic that I'm doing now.
Lugavi being the derech, right? If nowadays it's the derech not to cut yourself out.
I don't know anything about derech yet.
So maybe you said it would be.
What?
Maybe you didn't say it would be derabanan?
Derech will have to do with the rice or derabanan, right? I'm saying I didn't get into that.
Okay.
Is this first bechal gziz that we have to clarify if it's the derech or not, right? That's the first thing we got to figure out. So now, this Taz that we quoted at the end of Shin Lam Vav, according to the Taz, that. Adam hokish the karka could be am chay right away because of koitzer. Because if I would take acid and pour it onto a plant and kill it right now, am chay vishum koitzer. I didn't rip it out of the ground. Doesn't make a difference. You killed it, right? That's what we learned in Shalom Vav. We learned Shalom Vav. So we also I burnt it up. I killed it right now. And but the ma'aser that taz is a shver taz, like we said to the David be alocha matmiya on it, and there's a prima godim in the sugya by Tzipor and Shapir Sharuba, where he uses the lashon of Hafsakas Ayinika Vachios. When he's coming to explain why when Pir Sharuba is a mutter and there's no Geizes, because it says, because you already mafsik the Yanika and the Chios. It was already mafsik. It's a Chiddush. It's also Tzarech Ian, Pshad in the Prim Godim. But if you learn like that also, then I did Geizes, I was mafsik the Yanika of it. But if we learn Geziza, Geizes, the way we were learning it until now, that it's shearing and removing something which is extra to the body, like the wool, the hair, the nails, things that grow from the body, and they're removed every once in a while. So then, bechlala yabelas, a wart, how does it fit in together? We were talking about a wart is something which is taka extra. Secondary to the body, it's extension of the body, it's extra, but it's not something which the body doesn't really need, but it's not constantly schadish itself, right? So we see from the halach of Yabeles that to be goizes, I don't need it to be something that renews itself, that when I remove it, it renews itself. Right? I would have thought from the examples of hair, nails, skin, it renews itself. So maybe that's also one of the characteristics of Goizes. No, from Yabelis we see that it doesn't have to be something that it renews itself. Right? You see, from the Shid Mukubet says, by Arlo also, it doesn't renew itself. You cut it off, you remove it. It doesn't renew itself. And still he added Tzadah Shvi Goizes. Says, Mochach doesn't need to, and from the discussion about a tooth also, it doesn't have to renew itself. Right? Actually, the tooth may be a kasha, because we mentioned last week the Mishnah Berurah and the Mishnah Chav Ches brings from the Magen Avraham that the issa of removing a tooth is because of chavala, you can cause dam to come out. Doesn't mention anything about goizes. Why does he mention anything about goizes? So maybe because it's not something which renews itself. So then why arla? The arla of the mila. Why is there a discussion of that? Just pointing out, but this is true. It does not have to be something which is renews itself. So
it's much further spur, because the spur had like one side of the nazar.
Which?
The what?
That's considered
true. True, but I'm saying you don't need it, but from the discussion on the Pisces, you see you don't need it to be renewed. That's all. Okay, that's true. Okay, now The Gemara in Erevin on the Kuf Gimel and Av is for that the Isser Torah to cut off a Yabeles is only if it's Lecha, like the Mishnah Berurah means that. But if it's Yevesha, if it's dried, it's only Isser Drabanim, right? And that's why in the Mikdash they were matter. In the Mikdash they were matter to remove the Yabeles if it's dried. Why? Because Ein Shavuos be Mikdash. And it's mochach in the Gemara that even with a kli there's no Issa Torah. That's what Mishnah Berurah brings out. Even with a kli there's no Issa Torah. He feel the Yevesha. And there'll be no Issa Torah. Mishnah Berurah's masbir, what's the Lashon Mishnah Berurah? But I feel the Yevesha, the Imedis, the Sparech, the Psef Ma'atzim, I feel Achi Asa. That is, why is it only Drabanan? Why is it only Drabanan? And this way it's important to Taisvis. Why is Yevesha only Drabanan? Because it's Oimed is L'sparech, L'psayf, Me'atzma, right? Why is it only Drabanan? Because this is something that's going to fall off by itself at the end. So what's that Sfar saying? Well, what are we saying? We're saying that what? Since it's going to fall off by itself at the end, therefore it's Chsarnim what? In the Chibra to the body. It's not attached to the body. It's not attached to the body. It's not a chashev gezisa. Malachis have to be a chashev. I'm doing a chashev way. If it's already going to fall by itself, it's not enough mechubit to the body to be considered a gezisa. Malachis goizis. So when we go to a nail, right? And the emphasis is if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, also in Shin Chav Ches, Sif Lamed Aleph over there. What's the svar over there when it's per sheruba? The Mishmur says, over there, a per sheruba, he says, the chimish a per sheruba, kroivin lenatek, uchitlushin dami. Same svar over here also. Since it was already mostly removed, it's already karav lenatek, it's carved to come off. It's kitlushin dummy. It's like talush. Therefore, how are you doing? You're ripping it off. It's not a problem. It's isid rabbanan. Now, by nails in shin chav ches, where it's only isid rabbanan, so they will matter in a case of tsar. If you're having tsar from the nail, they will matter you to remove it. Biyadai. So then you have trade rabbanan. Right, since it's already kitlushin dami, it's one therefore it's on drabanan. Plus, you're doing a biyad, so you have two drabanans to the matter of b'makim tsar. Over here, now, case of yabelis, we don't find this heter at all. Of even b'makim tsar and straight drabanan, no one brings down the heter. Could be because it's not so common that a yabelis should be tsar. That a dried yabelis should be, but if it's totally dry. Why should it be Mitzar? That was a Mitzar Yisuk. Could be that's why we don't find the het over there. But we have the sug of Tzitzin. Tzitzin, the piece of skin hanging on the finger, where it says over here also if it's Pershin Ruban, if it's Pershin Ruban, there's no Issa Torah. And over here also they'll matter you to do a Biyad B'malkan Tzar. Just we have a problem. There's a Tznai over here, it has to be Klapi Mala. We don't know what Klapi Mala is, therefore we're Machme, we don't do it. But Be'etzim, there would be a heta over there, right? In Simla Amarav says, Alei Peshruah, says, In Peshruah, Meklape Mala, Umitzarois, then it's considered detached and you could remove it. And this Machleik is what's called Klape Mala, and you can't get both sheets because they're both opposites. Therefore, with Machme, you can't remove it. But what about the dried skin? The dried skin that's hanging on your lips, that's hanging on your lips, and a lot of times it's mitzayu. It is mitzayu. It's tsar. So do we have a het over there? And over there, this machlekes of pesha klapi mala, I don't think it applies to the skin on the lips. You don't have it by the skin on the lips. So the reason why we're machmir by the skin by the fingernails. Because that machlekes does not apply over here by whatchamacallit? By the lips. So are we going to be makel by the lips? I would have said yeah, except what? Right, I would have said if it's taka bitzar and it's pierced already, you could take it off. Okay, how much can you take off? You'll have to, that also will need a shear.
Tommy's pain.
But, what?
Tommy's like a pain.
Pain. No, pain, physical pain. But the problem is that the Bi'al Lacha over here on Sif Beis, at the end of Yabelis Migufay, the Bi'al Lacha says, Lefize, where is it? Oh, imkain, kishyesh eset tzitzim et daldalin al sfasav. There's some piece of skin hanging on his lips. V'lei pershuruban. Efshe dechayv chattas, hatoyda sheysan. Filo biyadei, v'derech litla sheysan sham biyad, v'lei bikli. And it could be even biyad, because that's the derech. Or lefize, filo kishye pershuruban. The material levels in Mishin Chavches, Litloy Shom Biyad, Kishimitzar, they say, and even over there where we matter it, Hacha Aser, the Yad, the Hacha came to Orche Kikli Damya. So Bi'al Lacha wants to say, no, you thought you had a heter, no heter. No heter. What?
Like bite them off with your lips.
That's for sure not allowed. I mean, that's for sure the Derek, right? Like people always do, I think. So he's saying, even when you pull over your fingers. So now, so what's his tain over here? His tain over here is that really we should apply the het of Shinchav Chest over here. Just Yad is Derech. So I have to find a way that's not Derech. And then I could apply the het over here when it's Mitzaris. So if you take it off with the back of your hand somehow, or with your elbow. And somehow, if you could do it with shleike derech, try it out.
Now a kli is not there.
What?
Maybe now a kli is not there.
Maybe. But then you have to figure out what's Pesharuban. Then you have to figure out what's Pesharuban, which is a little hard to figure out also. So based on the Mishbru over there in Shechav Ches, on the Prima Gadim, it could be the Mishbru over there in Shechav Ches says that Mishbru says in Shechav Ches, Rishen the Prima Gadim, that what's called Pershan Ruban? So he says Rive. What's Rive? Rive is, he says, Rive is, he says, Rive, Vitzitza Kasa Prima Gadim, any day Rive Zemayin Maskel. Ve'efsha, Daino, Kosha Derech B'nai Adam Liklev Sham. Anything which is a derech for a person to rip off, im niklav harayv of that, is kitalish dummy. So I would assume that when you have a piece of skin, you rip off until it starts to hurt. Right? Sometimes like a little piece you pull off, but if you like schlep it along, it could bleed or hurt, so then you stop. So if it's roiv of that chelek, then that's pershin ruban. And then if you're mitzayir and you do it with your elbow, so then it'll be matah. Okay, that's a different question. No, like when I'm eating or something like that. Mustafa, then will be motto if you're not mischavim for and all that. Right, but so now going back to different cases that we mentioned earlier, if I have dried skin on the heel of my foot, which that's not daima to that main. If it's just dried, it may not be daima to yabelis either. Yabelis is soifa lisparach. And then falls by itself. Over there, sometimes the hard, it's a hard skin, and it remains like that. even if your das is to remove it, but that doesn't be mafkia the chibur of it. It does not mafkia the chibur, and therefore, whenever pulling of skin, always has been done up. Is it the derechless parech ma'aleim or not? Like the skin because of a sunburn. Or the dandruff in the hair, so that's something which is derech for it to fall off by itself. So then to rub it, there may not be any heter. Kaparim. So these are the issues that come up, and there are sometimes big nesiyanis also. Peeling the skin. But we mentioned last week that the truth is that, I mean, there is another mahalach in explaining, there's another two mahalachim in explaining what's considered maisri aguf. And that Tiladovin learns anything which is not painful to remove. And the Prima Gadim we mentioned before also learns that something which is being yoinik from the guf, that. The opposite of the Taz. The Taz learned that if it's being yearning from the goof and you remove it, it's koitze, not goizes. He learns, no, that's goof of goizes. But, and there'll be many nafkamines between them, but the accepted mahalach seems to be the mahalach that we mentioned till now. And goizes, as they get it to goizes, and these are dino goizes. Mirat Hashem will start on Monday, and next week, Thursday, the dinim of koisev and moichet. Everyone, Shabbos.